This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, one congressman is again trying to get agencies to codify President Trump's orders on regulations. The Postal Service mail volume is falling faster than its operating costs. And another agency watchdog comes out against merging GSA and OPM. These stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White. Congressman Blake Lukemire wants to codify President Trump's executive order on ensuring agencies are not creating legally binding requirements through regulatory guidance. He reintroduces the Clarity Guidance Act to require agencies to include text in their guidance documents, explaining that the document is not legally binding. He says the bill would ensure that the regulatory system operates with the transparency that is required under the Congressional Review Act. The Postal Service's Inspector General has found the agency's operating costs have not dropped as quickly as its mail volume. Between fiscal 2009 and 2018, USPS cut its labor costs by 14%, but saw mail volume decrease by 17%. The Postal IG also saw a substantial increase in overtime costs over this period of time, as well as rising costs for rural delivery because of an increase in the number of delivery points. The Inspector General at the Office of Personnel Management remains concerned about the proposed merger of the agency with the General Services Administration. The IG says the administration is still pursuing ways to advance the merger. The staff and administrative support for three OPM-managed councils are supposed to move to GSA, but the IG says OPM does not have a cost-benefit analysis for these moves. And OPM employees who work for these councils have no guarantee they'll keep employment once at GSA. GSA's 18F organization is dipping its toe into the national security arena. Here's Federal News Network's Jason Miller with details.
The General Services Administration's 18F Innovation Hub is launching a national security and intelligence portfolio unit. The goal is to focus on partner projects in the national defense sector with DoD, intelligence, and civilian agencies. In a post on its GitHub account, 18F says the national security and intelligence area is ripe for bringing in new technologies and digital processes. 18F currently has five projects in this arena already, including one with the Marine Corps, to better manage data and improve their logistics operations. I'm Jason Miller.
Top civilian leaders of the military services said it may be time to cut ties with some privatized military housing companies during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing yesterday. Housing companies continue to do shoddy work cleaning up issues reported by service members in their homes 10 months after Congress began investigating reports of mice, mold, and lead paint in the houses. A recent Government Accountability Office report states the contracts the military has with the housing companies limits the oversight the Defense Department can conduct on service member homes. A Colorado defense contractor has agreed to settle a case alleging it knowingly sold subpar weapon systems to the Army. Federal News Network's Jared Serbu has more.
The Justice Department says Capco LLC will pay a $1 million settlement for shipping grenade launchers with barrels and firing pins that didn't meet the Army specifications. The agreement also means the company will avoid admitting any legal wrongdoing. The problems were first raised by one of the firm's quality engineers who became a whistleblower and was later fired. He'll receive about a quarter of the settlement under the False Claims Act. Jared Serbu, Federal News Network.
The Navy launches a new portal for sailors to review and apply for jobs in the service. My Navy Assignment is a new sailor interface, which allows enlisted sailors to see new and enhanced career management capabilities. The applications help sailors search for billets, find jobs to enhance the career path they want to take, and gives them an opportunity to show off extracurricular talents to commanders. My Navy Assignment is currently only available to active duty sailors, but an update for the reserve is coming soon. As the Trump administration explores new ways to teach federal employees in-demand skills, the Census Bureau will launch its own data science reskilling program. 50 employees will be chosen for the program's first cohort in January. Those employees will learn data science skills through online coursework, in-person training, and mentorships. The Bureau has stood up the pilot with the help of the Chief Information Officers Council and the Office of Management and Budget, which last year launched a government-wide reskilling academy for cybersecurity skills. Homeland Security wants industry input on the features of the new cybersecurity personnel system currently under development. DHS is hosting an in-person industry day December 9th. The department's Office of the Chief Human Capital Officer is looking for feedback on how it might implement the new cyber talent management system. The new system is supposed to help DHS seek out top cyber talent, recruit and retain individuals based on their actual skills, and set salary rates based on market pay and other factors. There's bipartisan concern an Office of Personnel Management repository that connects employees with disabilities to agency coordinators is not up to date. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen and Oklahoma Senator James Lankford are asking for more details from OPM Director Dale Cabanis. The senators say OPM is supposed to continuously update the Selective Placement Program Coordinator Directory, but updates are behind. These coordinators are supposed to help agencies recruit and retain employees with disabilities. And the Energy Department upgrades its capacity for looking at nuclear and other radiation events from upstairs. In ceremonies today, the National Nuclear Security Administration will roll out three new aerial measuring system aircraft. The twin-engine Beechcraft model is also used in military special missions and law enforcement. NNSA says the new planes will carry new, more sensitive detection systems. The agency can fly at any spot in the U.S. They'll also measure baseline radiation. Kansas Senator Jerry Moran will speak at the rollout at Joint Base Andrews. You can find more information about these stories at federalnewsnetwork.com. Search Federal Newscast, subscribe to the Federal Newscast on iTunes or Podcast One, and follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @Federal Newscast. I'm Eric White.